Like the rest of the world, people in Pakistan poured onto the streets in their tens of thousands in solidarity with their Palestinian brothers and sisters against the atrocities of Israel.
Over 30 years ago, the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, declared the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as Quds Day. Since then, Muslims across the world keep flocking into the streets, and this Karachi rally is one of them.
The protesters were chanting anti-Israel and anti-US slogans.
This very vibrant mass of people, it reflects that Pakistan especially, they're not going to tolerate any kind of injustice, whether it is separation from without or repression from within. And let me tell you that Al-Quds is an analogy, it is a metaphor, and it stands for any sacrilege, any blasphemy that we are not going to stand. The presence of women and children, it makes sure that we are not going to stand even a mote of injustice.
The message of Imam Khomeini is strong, that it shows how we should give the freedom to the people. That people, they need to have their freedom. And Palestinians, they're not having their freedom. Israel are taking over Palestine and butchering, killing, and causing murders to kids.
Imam Khomeini said 30 years back that America and Israel are responsible for all the problems of the Ummat-e-Muslimah. We are here showing our solidarity, that we are standing side by side with our brothers and sisters till our death.
Participants also condemned the United Nations for its passive rule and double standards.
We are here to condemn the atrocities done by the Israeli and Zionist regime. We want to denounce the heinous crime they have committed. They have really oppressed the Palestinian Muslims. And in the same way, the poor have a right on the wealth of the rich. And it's an obligation upon the rich that they should contribute to the society, to the poor society. In the same way, the free people, the relatively free people, have a responsibility to raise voice against the oppression which all the oppressed in the world are facing.
We are here to show our unity with the people of Palestine, as they are under pressure from Israel, and we just want to show them that they're not alone. People of Pakistan are always with them to help them. The message of Imam Khomeini is alive, and it will always remain alive even if we do not live.
Demonstrators also set American and Israeli flags on fire. With people chanting slogans, Al-Quds belongs to us, the message from southern port city of Karachi is clear. They vow to stay with people of Palestine. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.